Amen. None of us have escaped this thing that Satan trying to bring us under. He tried to bring us under with diseases of all kind, heart disease, cancer, and all kind of disease that bring destruction to the body. And he want to tempt us to eat, because the food industry, their main thing is the Senate. They want to make it as tasty as they can make it. They're not concerned about how healthy it is. All they want to do is move it. Amen. So there'll be a profit for them. Amen. They are not concerned about your health. And then we got the one on the other side. They said we want to help you. Then you get to taking all those pills, and then here you go with side effects, and this going on, and that problem going on. They're not really interested in getting you delivered. They're interested in you buying their goods. But Jesus, I came to deliver you. I came to set you free. Hallelujah. And sometimes, are y'all in the house today? Sometimes we may have to take some pills, but we ought not just jump on the pill without the word. Amen. Until we get our minds renewed, until we get our spirit educated but of the truth of God, that we already been healed 2,000 years ago. That we get the truth of the word of God, that I don't have to indulge in feeding my body all this stuff just because it's good. But I'm the custodian, I'm the caretaker of this body, and therefore I'm to keep it under. And I'm to make sure that I keep it healthy, and I do the necessary thing to do to keep it healthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can just be going along, and we really don't realize that we got a problem. But when you have a problem in your eating habit, don't keep on consistently doing it wrong. Change it, because you can get off. Every one of us have missed it. Hallelujah. But what I'm trying to help you with, you've been crucified. You've been delivered. You've been set free. You don't have to live this life under this stress, under this discomfort, and bringing all kind of stuff. God wants you healthy. God wants you strong. And I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm standing strong. I'm looking at, I made some adjustment, because I made some wrong decisions. And I've done something wrong and caused some conflict to rise in my body. But I don't just do it any kind of way. I want to make sure I keep this body useful, active, so God can use me. So when I'm in the middle of preaching the message for God, I don't be hassling for breath and about to pass out. I need to be physically fit. Hallelujah. Because I'm about to pass out. You can't get what I'm saying for watching how I'm acting. And you're concerned about, is he gonna make it through that sermon? Or he gonna die before he make it through? I don't need to be in that kind of shape. I need to be physically fit. I need to be spiritually fit. I need to be mentally fit, because Christ has redeemed me from all these things. Hallelujah. So we can be active and get this gospel out and live this life, and we can go where he tells us, go where he sends us with the power of God, so he can set the captive free. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, you got long. So the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, who? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New mean new. One that never existed before. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things what? Have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Notice what he said. new has all things new. And that which used to be is gone and not hanging around there anymore. That old thing is gone. He didn't say it's sort of set over to the side in the corner, but he said it's passed away. And something that passed away, he never intended for you to participate with it again. How many of you go out to the grave and call up your dead relatives and participate in a conversation? I see you doing that. I know you kind of done lost it. Hallelujah. So why did you keep on trying to fellowship with this old flesh that's been crucified? Hallelujah. The only good thing in it is you to keep it under control. Are y'all listening? Keep it under control so it can be acted enough to do what God tells me to do, and I won't be, you know, groaning with pain trying to get to the next place, but I can be useful. Hallelujah. In order for to keep that body active, we have to keep it under control. We have to mind what we put in it, and then we have to mind what we do. You can't just sit down all the time and never get up and exercise that body and expect it to function right. Come on now. But if you keep it active, God can use you. Hallelujah. If you sit behind a desk all the time, you just can't sit there and eat. Hallelujah. You're going to have to get up and do something. Hallelujah. God has called us to a life that's filled with his goodness. And he wants you to enjoy the best that heaven has to offer. Hallelujah. Because heaven has given you its very best. So much and so until we have been made just like God. We are not God, but I promise you the Bible says we are sons of God. And what does that mean? That we're just like God. Corn seed produce corn. Cotton seed produce cotton. Hallelujah. Cockaball produce cockaball. Hallelujah. God is the Father. Jesus is the seed of God. Hallelujah. One day, he will plant it in my heart. Old thing disappeared. All things became new. You couldn't see it. I couldn't see it with my physical eye. But something on the inside I knew had changed, because I didn't really want to do the thing that I used to do like I used to do. Hallelujah. When I used to just go with no resistance, but now they pull me and I don't want to go. I'm pulling back. Hallelujah. Because something has changed on the inside. But I have not always had the word of God in the measure in my spirit that I have now. So sometimes I yield when I shouldn't have been yielding. But at the same time, something on the inside saying, don't do it. Y'all ain't listening. Are you listening to me? Well, because I've been crucified. And I have a new life. And that new life is in Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard him say, hallelujah to Jesus. I heard him say, that new life. For God did this. For God. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. For God had made him to be sin, that for us who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God.